This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Just 3 weeks from today, Iowa Democrats will take part in caucuses and begin the process of picking a Democratic nominee to run against President Bush. In recent weeks, former Vermont Governor Howard Dean has built momentum toward that nomination, bringing greater scrutiny to his statements and harsh criticism from his Democratic rivals. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Howard Dean took another pounding over the weekend from other Democratic candidates and a few commentators. They're saying his pronouncements on foreign policy show a lack of judgment.
Well, Bob, it was a tough weekend for the leading Democratic candidate. John Kerry, another one of his rivals, said Dean is guilty of muddled thinking on foreign policy. And speaking Saturday in Manchester, he said, "Are we Democrats capable of the will that it takes not just to nominate someone for the presidency, but to actually nominate someone who can win, someone who isn't light," as he put it, on national security? Dick Gephardt, another rival, called into question Dean's ability to defeat Bush in a debate, where, as Gephardt put it, there would be no do-overs, no subsequent statements explaining it. And Joe Lieberman, yet another candidate, said that really, if Dean was president and his policy with regard to Iraq was in place, Saddam Hussein would still be in power.
What exactly has Dean said?
Well, Bob, last week he said he didn't want to prejudge Osama bin Laden's guilt regarding 9/11, but of course bin Laden has admitted his guilt, and bin Laden's taken credit for the atrocity. Earlier, Dean said America's no safer because of Saddam's capture, and, you know, some Americans might agree with him after all the holiday terror alerts, but when Saddam was first captured, Dean was the same guy who said it was a great day for Iraqis, great days for America. And, of course, even earlier, Dean said the Bush administration may have known about the 9/11 attacks in advance, but then said he was just repeating an internet rumor. The Democratic Leadership Council last week says Dean has, quote, running mouth disease, and is filling Republican opposition research up to the level to rival Santa's bulging bags of gifts.
Is it possible that the only person who can stop Howard Dean in the Democratic Party is Howard Dean?
I think that's right, Bob. You know, so far, he's doing great in the polls. Newsweek has a poll out, shows him with 26%. The top of the polls, Clark is second. Wesley Clark is second. It's 15%. In the ABC Washington Post poll out, Dean is at 31%. All others are in single digits. Since Al Gore, the former vice president, endorsed Dean on December 9th, he's picked up big support in Congress. He has now has, I think it's 28 endorsements, second only to longtime Congressman Dick Gephardt on money, on organization. He is by far the leader.
But don't those same polls show Dean losing by double digits to George W. Bush and by huge margins on the issue of national security?
Again, you're right, Bob. This is the real problem. If you go head-to-head, what happens is, in these polls, Dean loses to Bush 55-37 in the ABC Washington Post poll. And on the issue of whether or not the American people trust him to handle national security, he loses 67-21. Even, and this is really a surprise to me, even on issue, you know, domestic issue like Social Security, it turns out the American people would trust Bush more than Dean by 50-39%. So it's odd, because what you see here is a situation where people have doubts about electability, even though there is a strong core constituency that backs Dean time and time again and is pushing him to the front of the crowd in terms of the winning the nomination.
In what shape is President Bush going into the election year?
Well, you know, the polls show it's a push because about 46-46, the American people aren't sure they want to reelect him. It's even as to who wants to vote for, wants him back, and who doesn't. So, you know, lots of issues have turned around. Iraq has turned around with the capture of Saddam Hussein. It's no matter a conversation about weapons of mass destruction, but the deal is not sealed for George W. Bush.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.